On this week's KNOM audio blog, I'll be talking to you about what goes into the process of making the AK Country Show, a DJ shift that I run every Wednesday from 2 to 4. And we're going to talk a little bit about the behind-the-scenes work and effort that I put into this show. Thanks for tuning in. So according to various surveys I found on the internet from sources like Digital Music News, the most popular genre of music in Alaska is country music. And yeah, honestly, I would have been surprised by that statistic before I arrived in Nome, but once I started hosting the AK Country Show and got a closer look at what our listeners were requesting and what they're interested in, I realized Nome and the rest of the state truly do enjoy country music. I recall my first weekend here, a listener requested that I play some more Johnny Cash on the show, and Conway Twitty, Merle Haggard, artists like that, and it seems that the older generation enjoys their generation of country music, which I can understand because those are the beginnings of country music and the true roots of the genre. Now country music is a little bit different, but my peers and myself included enjoy this new genre of country music, I'd say. Some of it's pop-ish, and some of it's closer to the more roots and traditional country music. And then there's a bunch of in-between twangs and sounds, folk, rock, country, lots of different avenues and aspects of the genre that I enjoy as well. So in general, every Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. Alaska Standard Time, I host the AK Country Show here on KNOM's airwaves, and it's only been in existence as a music show since 2013 when a former KNOM volunteer, Tara Ciccatello, shout out to her, began the show and made a request to our program director that she could run this show, and it was our only dedicated modern country show at the time and still is a few years later. And we also have a oldies country show which plays on the weekends, I believe on Saturday mornings sometime as well. So during this show, the AK Country Show, I like to put my own spin on it. So every week I play, you know, the latest top hits, country hits from the iTunes charts and whatever is new and relevant. And I ask Laura, our program director, for some new music every now and then to kind of update the system. So I'm not playing all the same songs every time, but it's most of the same artists nowadays, you know, Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, John Pardee's kind of really bursting into the scene, Cole Swindell, Dustin Lynch, Carrie Underwood, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton now is really broken into it, and there are a lot of really great female artists too that are breaking onto the scene, which is good to see. But anyway, so during the AK Country Show, I play those top hits for most of the show, but during the 3 o'clock hour, for at least half an hour, I like to play what I call old school country music. And that's where I please my listeners who grew up with the beginnings and roots of country music with artists like Johnny Cash, George Strait, George Jones, Hank Williams, any of those artists, Merle Haggard, Conway Twitty. And then we get towards the 80s, you know, with people like Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson coming onto the scene and just lasting into my generation. So I think it's good, you know, for everyone, anyone who listens to my show, young or old, they get a true appreciation of country music and where it's come from, how far it's progressed, and how it's changed and molded in terms of a music genre over the generations. And I'm so glad to be able to host this show, and it's one of my favorites, so I'm going to play you a little bit of my show from this week that I aired live.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Jim, start your engine.
Well, it's Wednesday, and you know what that means here on KNOM. It's time for the AK Country Show. From 2 to 4, I'll be playing more modern country music as well as some old-school country music in the 3 o'clock hour, so make sure you stick around for that. We're going to kick things off today with an all-female country artist set, starting with Miss Lorna Lena's lead single, Road Less Traveled, from her debut album, and then Ray Lynn's debut single, Love Triangle, followed by Casey Musgraves coming up. Ray Lynn, by the way, is a former Voice contestant. Thanks for listening.
Why do you keep on staring in that mirror, mirror? It ain't fair at all. Dress sizes can't define. Don't let the world decide what's beautiful. No.
As we kick off this old school country portion of the show, I'm going to dedicate a set to Loretta Lynn. If you hadn't heard the latest about her, she was recently hospitalized in Nashville for a stroke. She is expected to recover, though, according to the latest reports. So we're going to play a few songs from her, starting with One's on the Way.
Doing a brand new dance, and the White House social season should be glittering and gay. But here in Topeka, the rain is a falling, the faucet is a dripping, and the kids are a balling. One of them a toddling, and one is a crawling, and
one's on the way.
And during that show, you may have heard me mention some fun facts or tidbits of information about an artist or a song, the latest tour, the latest country music news, you know, things of that nature. Besides surfing the internet for those kinds of information, we also have a book here in the station. It's called Hot Country Songs or Billboard Chart Songs, something like that. And it's got music from artists all across the board. And that's how I find most of my old school country artists to play, because I have no knowledge, you know, of all of these people, all of the greats that came before me and have passed on or are no longer making music. But this book contains so many names that I had never heard of before or was not familiar with. And it gives me their big hits, their records, their awards, the years that they were released, and some little facts and information about the inspiration or about the artist. And so that's been really enlightening for me to go through this book from week to week as I prepare my show and decide what music I'm going to play and what artist I'm going to incorporate into the show.
It's just another day in heaven.
I enjoy this two-hour window, the AK Country Show, and I'm trying to generate more listeners here locally, but if anybody out there in the lower 48 has some music suggestions or something like that, feel free to leave a comment and let me know what you think here on KNOM.org on our post. Thanks for tuning in this week to
KNOM Audio Blog.